We're talking today about something deeply meaningful, but also incredibly practical, the mitzvah of tefillin, and a global initiative helping young Jews put it on, some for the very first time. It's called the Ishakovitz Family International Tefillin Bank, and it's landed right here in South Africa, where it's locally funded and run. Originally founded and based in New York, it operates in multiple countries, and joining us more now... Let me get that right. Joining us now to chat a little bit more about it is Rabbi David Weinberg, who is formerly of Sandton Shul and was then senior rabbi at Marrero Shul and is currently an independent rabbi and head of the Jewish International School of Cape Town. He's one of the passionate people behind the project. Rabbi David Weinberg of the Ishakovitz Family International Tehillim Bank, thank you so much for joining us here on The Home Run. If I can just start by asking you, what's the wildest or most unexpected story you've come across of someone receiving tefillin through the Tehillim Bank?
Well, lovely to be with you and hi, FM listeners. It's a great topic. Thank you for including us in this wonderful discussion on tefillin. The wildest story I would have to say is... in November 2023, when our bank decided to get involved in the war by supporting chayalim, soldiers who were looking for tefillin. And I went to Israel. We put quite a significant investment into tefillin. There were multiple soldiers who were asking their commanders, get us tefillin. Some of them, their tefillin had been destroyed in combat, or during on October 7th, but most of them were just people who now felt the need to put on tefillin, and they literally were turning to their leaders and commanders who were then going back and who came to us, and we were very proud to help. And I traveled to Israel in November, and in a particular base, it's a very large base in the south, went into their command, Golani command tent. It was at night. And we told the guys what we were doing, and we were here to give tefillin if anybody here wanted. And he went on the walkie-talkie to the guys on the shetach, on the actual in Gaza. It's a guy who
amazing.
And it was amazing. Like, they had this discussion, and they're like, "We'll see soon." And it was like a whole competition between two particular groups. Who needs tefillin already has? And then the commander who was doing this conversation, he turns to me and he says to me, "I'll take a pair." He was like about 60.
Secular.
And, he had been,
was he secular?
Secular guy. Yeah. Secular guy. Completely secular guy. He says to me, I'll put on every day. Are you serious? He said, so I'll just tell you, Paula, he shared how he had put on for his first year after his bar mitzvah. And then he stopped. He says, my father put on every day. And I stopped after I was 14. Because it's time for me to start again. And I got him a pair, and it was the most incredible experience.
David, you know, one reads online all these letters that soldiers who have passed have left behind. And when you're talking now, I mean, it makes sense that the soldiers on the front line would want tefillin, regardless of how religious they are. Do you have any idea how many tefillin you distributed to the IDF?
It's crossed over 1,000 since November of 2023. We started doing it. It's been an incredible initiative, very proud to have played a part in that. But it's been over 1,000, and in fact, I was giving one to somebody this week who had lost his on an Arab bus, and then he called me up and he said, "No, the police found it, so we didn't have to give him a pair." But there you go.
What's the idea behind the initiative? And I know it started in Brooklyn. How did it land up reaching our shores? And what's different or special about doing it in South Africa versus the United States?
So, Paula, you know, with this today, the world's a very small place. So, and especially with Chabad, it's like just one big club. So, it started in New York. I would say over 20 years ago. The Rabbi Lipsker, Rabbi Shalom Bar Lipsker, who's the brother of the Chabad head shliach here in South Africa by chance, Rabbi Mendel Lipsker, he started the initiative through the Shluchim office, which is a resource center in New York for Shluchim, for Chabad rabbis around the world. And they were giving globally. South Africa was a beneficiary. And then they ran out of money. I think they went through about $3 million. So they ran out of money. And at that time, I was learning with a member of the Ishakovitz family for his bar mitzvah. And when they heard about this and that they'd run out of funds, they agreed to get involved to make sure, and this is really what we're about, it's to make sure that, no Jew has a barrier of money to the mitzvah of tefillin.
Hmm. If someone listening right now hasn't put on tefillin in years or ever, like you mentioned, the commander in the army in Gaza, what would you say to them? Not as a Chabad rep, but just as Dovid.
Well, it's hard to separate the two because it's who I am, not what I do. But it's, you know, tefillin is a gateway mitzvah. It's like the gateway drug. You want a connection to Hashem, and you're a man, this is a great opportunity. It's 5 minutes a day, and you're connected, and you're in, and you feel so good. It's a physical activity with a prayer that you say, and anybody can do it. And it is, you know, the Torah calls it a sign between us and God, and it's a beautiful experience. And I'm privileged to hear from hundreds and hundreds of people, if not more, of how tefillin has impacted them in their lives. And the stories are one after the other.
I mean, it's definitely...
So that's what I say. Take a step.
There definitely is something intimate and physical about putting on tefillin. Do you think that's part of why it hits so deeply, especially for someone reconnecting with their Judaism?
Yes, I think that people today want to be engaged. They don't want to be spectators of something. If they can be engaged, they feel a part of it, and then they're bought in. And tefillin is unique that way, that you are actively doing something. It's not demanding too much of you, but it's demanding a little bit of your time and an activity. And of course, the holiness of the tefillin certainly impacts that person, and you can't walk away indifferent from that experience.
You mentioned about 1,000 that you gave out on the border. Do you have any idea how many sets have been handed out worldwide? And do you ever hear what happens to those tefillin years later?
So I had a story. I went to Rabbi Shlomo Weiner's 60th birthday party last year, earlier this year in Durban, in Umshlanga, because he's a big customer of mine. He travels around the whole West North Coast and he finds Jews who want to put on tefillin. And we're friends, so I went to be there, and he did a whole morning with breakfast and tefillin for people. And I was shocked that 7 people came over to me with the tefillin logo and bag and thanked me. I couldn't believe it, and from all over the country. So we do get beautiful regards. One of them had been one of my earliest customers 15 years earlier. So we definitely get regards that way and see people who have been putting it on for years because of the tefillin bank. It's a very proud moment when that happens.
I'm sure. What is the application process? Who's eligible and how quickly can they get a set?
Okay, so Paula, we try to keep it very simple. I would say it's between 48 hours and a week turnover, depending on the realities around us. But any Jewish adult male, and I emphasize adult, we can't give to bar mitzvah kids or children because we do want to make sure that somebody's serious about a commitment. So an adult male who is not currently regularly putting on tefillin and wishes to start the mitzvah, we will help them get a pair, as long as cost is a barrier. So if cost is a barrier and they're not driving a Lexus, we want to help them. We want to help them get a pair of tefillin.
How are you supported?
So you fill out...
Sorry, you carry on and then I'll ask my next question.
So we basically, there's a link, www, and you got to put in that introduction for some reason, www.tefillinbank.com. In South Africa, you would just choose the country because we're in about 12 or 13 different regions and countries. You choose the country, you then choose your rabbi as a reference so that if you don't have a rabbi, just choose the bank rabbi, and then I would get involved in trying to put you in touch with a local person in your area and fill out the form. Just ask for your name and details like that. We do ask for a letter of motivation as well, just to share the motivation for it. And within 48 hours to a week, you can have to fill in.
David, how are you supported? And if anyone wants to donate, how can they get involved?
So we certainly would always appreciate more support, and so that we could do more things and spread the tefillin further and further. We're very proud to have the Itchakovitz family as sponsors and patrons of this project, and they do incredible work in really to connecting people to Hashem. So that's how we've done. And to make a donation, the easiest way is to go on the website and actually just choose the donate link and make a donation that way. Our website is based in America because we are now somewhat global as well, but obviously all funds will go towards Tefillin.
What an amazing initiative. And I can't get out of my mind those soldiers in the most dangerous place on earth asking for tefillin. It makes perfect sense. That was David Weinberg from the Ishakovitz Family International Tehillim Bank. Whether it's your first time or your first time in a long time, maybe this is your sign to wrap tefillin. You can find out more, as was mentioned, or you can even apply for a pair at www.tefillinbankoneword.com. Rabbi David Weinberg, thank you so much for joining us here on the Home Run.